All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Houdman said, "The sincere believer knows that God wants his people to draw near to him with true and pure hearts, and that's what daily devotions are all about." Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. Pardon me. Pay close attention. Michael Houdman said, "The sincere believer knows that God wants his people to draw near to him with true and pure hearts, and that's what daily devotions are all about." Join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to be here first thing on Monday morning to pray to you, to read your holy word, to contemplate what you have to say to us. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to give you glory. We also praise you and thank you for the joy and privilege of worshiping you on yesterday. And we thank you for the privilege to serve you. And Holy Father God, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you as Christians. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Lord, we pray that you would fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. Crush and destroy the flesh, the old man within us. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would have us to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit throughout this day. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing and to pray, to seek your face, to humble ourselves, to turn from our wicked ways, that we would not sin against you, and that you would revive us again and draw us closer to you and back to our first love. And Holy Father God, we thank you for this word this morning regarding family devotions, and help us to approach you indeed with a true heart and a pure heart, not with a heart of hypocrisy and phoniness and fakeness. Lord, help us to be real and help us to be transparent as Christians we should be. And Lord God in heaven, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for leading us to launch a continuation of the Just Jesus evangelistic campaign and all that is involved with that. And we pray in the end that over 3 million souls would come to know you as Savior through the preaching of the gospel. We pray for over 3 million Christians to get back to their first love. We pray for over $3 million to come in to further the gospel, not only here but around the globe, and to assist the hundreds of folks who send in prayer requests and who send in requests for help, sending to us the Macedonian call. And we pray that your holy name will be glorified through it all. As one of your servants said many years ago, attempt great things for God, expect great things from God. and help us to have the faith to do that, even if it's the faith the size of a mustard seed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in reading our devotional Bible passage for this morning. And by the way, if you missed yesterday's devotional time here at the White House Family Devotion, I would encourage you to listen to that. It was, in the words of my oldest daughter, who was not here with us yesterday, but she watched it online, live. It was absolutely wonderful what God did. And we give him the glory, praise, and honor. Turn to Psalm 67, verses 5 through 7 in the Holy Word of God. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts. And we know, Lord, not only will you bless us, but Lord, you have blessed us already. As I've said many times, Lord, I cannot imagine a family more blessed than this family, a family that has, the head of the family has walked by faith all of these years to preach the gospel full time. A family of nine, and you have miraculously provided for us, Lord, down through the years. Oftentimes when my wife was not pulling with me and was hoping that things would not work out, and you always showed up and showed out and provided for us extravagantly, always coming many, many hundreds of times right in the nick of time. For we can say, as so many down through the years in our community, you may not come when we think you ought to come, but you're always, this is your testimony, you're always right on time. And we are witnesses to that. And so I am pleased that all of my children are worshiping you, and all of them are with me this morning. All of them are serving you today in many different capacities around the world. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. And one of the reasons is because they know there's a God in heaven. They saw their father pray from the time they were conceived to you, the invisible God, and you showed up and showed out throughout their lives. They know they came out of a miraculous household. You have blessed us. I cannot imagine a family more blessed. I know you have blessed other families, no doubt more than us, and we certainly didn't deserve it, as you know. But Lord, you have been good, as my mother said to me, and we're not even that close, but my mother recognized and told me, Lord, as you know, son, God has been good to you. And she's right. And she said that many years ago. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Lord, I'm not asking you to bless me anymore. You've already blessed me. You've blessed me too much. And you are blessing me now just to have the privilege to do this. at the end of my days with my family serving you as well. Some not as joyously as they should, but they are serving you. And on their own, without me pressuring them and making them, I'm so excited about that. And I shared that with my oldest daughter on yesterday. With children running away from you, Lord, as you know, young people, adults, young adults, and running away from the church, I am so happy that I don't have to compel my children to serve you, to love you, to serve you in the ministry in many different capacities. They want to do it. My oldest daughter, who could be doing some of anything right now, is reading whole books of the Bible on her own, beyond what we do in these devotions. My next daughter is going on her first missions trip, something you put in her heart when she was a child. And we're supporting her in that. What a privilege. What a joy to see that. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor. And I pray this on every father and every mother, that their children would turn out right and be excited about serving the God of heaven, serving you, and serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray and for his sake. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for blessing us in the past. Thank you for blessing us now. And Lord, you're so good. You bless us, and we know you're going to bless us in the future, even though we will not even ask for it. You've been so good to us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, join me in praying for the estates. Join me in praying for government leaders, church leaders, media leaders, and others, national leaders, other presidential leaders of nations, governors, and so forth. As we're commanded in the Word of God, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God in heaven, even though many in this country and this world hate President Donald Trump for some reason or another, we as Christians should not hate any president. We ought to pray for every president, for we're not and should not be on anybody's side, anybody's team. We pray for President Donald Trump and his administration, as we prayed for previous presidents and their administration, whether we agree with them or not. And we pray for each member of his family, of the White House staff, leaders of federal agencies. We pray for all members of Congress, all governors, mayors. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, and provision blessings upon the president and all of these underneath him. And we pray that you'll give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. Lord, from all quarters, our president and his administration has done a wonderful job regarding these two horrific hurricanes that we have, the likes we've never seen before. And we pray, however, that people in all all across this country would confess their sins and repent of their sins, and so that, Lord, our land will be healed. Have mercy and grace upon this country, and forgive us of our sins and help us to repent. We pray for all mayors, police chiefs, and sheriffs, all military leaders, the leaders of all nations around the world. We pray for church leadership. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would save those who are religious but lost in the church, and revive those who are saved. Have your Holy Spirit to not give us rest until we in the church repent of our sins, our failures, and our faults, and our hypocrisy. And Lord, I do pray that you would not, that your Holy Spirit would not give those who are lost outside of the church rest until they come to know you as Savior. We pray for all current events around the world, not to inform you, but to ask you to help people as you've commanded us to. We pray for the comfort of the families of the nearly 40 people killed in clashes in the Congo, for the healing of the over 110 people who were injured. And Lord, we pray for the media. Lord, we pray that they would report the truth and not make up news and not be the news. We pray for the prayer requests that have come into us. Of course, Lord, we are not going to pray over the hundreds that are on our list. We pray just for a few today. We pray for Tiffany. Save and guide her husband, Emmanuel, to face challenges in his work. Open the hearts and minds of Susan and Janice to treat him fairly and not terminate him. Lord, there are so many people today facing job problems and job issues, people who have to work on jobs. Some who have created their own jobs are facing problems and troubles today. We pray that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Bless her mother with strength as well, happiness, and long life. Bless and protect her son in everything he does. Help him to understand his schoolwork, to be smart, and to be humble towards everyone. We pray for Michelle. Please save her soul. What a prayer request. Open her eyes and help her to understand the gospel even this morning, as it is presented to her. Hopefully she's watching live today. Deliver her from the sin of lesbianism. Help her to forsake all evil and repent permanently and live her life for your glory. Help her to listen to you, trust in you, and get things right with her parents. Holy Father God, this young lady has the right kind of heart, and she's trying to do the right thing. Rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from her. And Lord, we pray for Ashley. Please help her to work with people easily. Deliver her family from dysfunction. Give her a best friend and help her to focus on school. Now, Lord, this young lady who asked to be delivered from lesbianism, could it be, because this prayer request came in yesterday after I preached, could it be that because I tackled the sin of Christians, which is an acceptable sin among Christians, where we have no doubt rarely apologize for and ask for forgiveness, the sin of gluttony and overeating in the church, could it be that this lady was set free, in a sense, because she heard us deal with our sin, at least acknowledge our sin, and she was willing to divulge her sin? Lord, you know, only you know, I don't know, but I do know it could have that effect on people outside of the church who feel condemned by a bunch of fat, overeating, obese Christians who are obviously sinning. Have mercy and grace upon such wretched people as we are in the church. And Holy Father God, we pray now for those who have been saved through the ministry, and we pray for millions more to be saved. We pray for Rick in Chicago, Al as well, and Christy. And we commit these souls into your hands. Help these to grow in the faith and help us to disciple them. We pray for those who have recommitted their lives to Christ through this ministry. Of course, an invitation that we don't even give, have never really given, but people have rededicated their life to you after hearing the gospel. We pray for O, we pray for Julie, and we pray for Don. Let your will be done in their lives and help them to stand strong in the faith. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. It is Monday, and before I read our devotional reading, I do want to read in your hearing Ephesians chapter 5, a portion of that. And Ephesians chapter 6, by the grace of God, since we're doing shorter devotions now, I'm going to do my best to read that in your hearing, as we have done for 30 years, without comment. Ephesians chapter 5, very familiar passage to us here, very needful for families today. This is a hard passage for most families to deal with. Most husbands don't want to go there because they know they're going to have to deal with the anger and the attitude of their wife. Most wives don't even want to deal with it at all. Don't worry about that part. Just go ahead and pull it up. All that's unnecessary. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Amen, somebody. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and see and the wife see that she reverence, that is, respects her husband. I don't know if you all have caught what Oprah is doing on OWN, which is another thing that she's doing to try to help people. Oprah is about helping people. I believe that Oprah is a Christian, whether you believe that or not, that's your business. I believe that she's trying to use her gift to help people. And she has a new show on her own channel titled Black Love. And one of the men on there said he was getting ready to leave his wife because she simply did not respect him. Now, these are secular people. We're not even talking about Christian folk. These are secular people. And they even know that a wife ought to respect her husband, and that a husband ought to love his wife. And by the grace of God, somehow, the wife realized the error of her ways and started respecting her husband. And the marriage has been saved. So God's word is true, my beloved. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And then verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. Make sure you put the verse up there dealing with fathers as well. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You need to pay attention to this, because all of the murkiness and all of the stuff that seems to be pulling you down is this right here. The devils and the demons of hell working behind the scenes, trying to hinder you from doing God's work, trying to hinder God's work. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen, somebody. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And the church said, amen. Our devotional reading for today is Soon with the Lord, Part 2, by Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. And the verse he chose for us today is Joshua 5:12. The Bible reads, they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. A part of the host will tarry on earth to do service for their Lord. If this should fall to our lot, there is no reason why this text should not still be true. We who have believed do enter into rest. The Holy Spirit is the precursor of our inheritance. He gives us glory begun below. In heaven, they are secure, and so are we preserved in Christ Jesus. There they triumph over their enemies, and we have victories too. Celestial spirits enjoy communion with their Lord, and this is not denied to us. They rest in His love, and we have perfect peace in Him. They sing His praise, and it is our privilege to bless Him too. We will gather celestial fruits on earthly ground, where faith and hope have made the desert like the garden of the Lord. Man did eat angels' food of old, and why not now? Oh, for grace to feed on Jesus, and so to eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan this year. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank You for Your rest for the saints. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake. Amen. Now, beloved, before I leave you, for those of you who are not in the family of God, for those of you who are not a part of the beloved, for those of you who have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior in the free pardon of your sins, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has a word for you this morning. He says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life," that is, in heaven. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Saved from sin and the punishment of sin, which is hell. For whosoever, that means anybody at any time, makes no difference how bad you think you are, God can save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's all about getting saved. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask Him to save you, and He will. Since you have never prayed this prayer before, I will be glad to lead you in this prayer as someone led me nearly 40 years ago. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I don't understand it all, but I do believe it all. I acknowledge that I am a sinner on my way to hell, and I need a Savior. I need to be saved. Please have mercy and grace upon me, and forgive me of all of my sins that put me in this position. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He suffered, He bled, and He died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul, even though I know I don't deserve it. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent and change and to follow you for the remainder of my life on earth. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
He said he would get ready for the just like you said you would.